This is the Jeff Buckley Grace Around the World podcast. On this episode, we visit with Laurie Trombley, co-director of the documentary film Amazing Grace, Jeff Buckley.
My first experience with listening to Jeff was when I was in college. I was a college editor of my newspaper at school, and I got a lot of promos all the time. And I usually just assigned them out, but there was something interesting just about the cover, even, of Live at Chennai. So when I got that, I kept it for myself and brought it back to my dorm. And I really just completely absorbed it within the first, like, maybe 2 minutes of the album. I flipped out. Like, I never heard anything like that. I've always been a big music fan and listened to a lot of different genres, but when I heard Live at Chennai, it was a life-changing moment for me. And I just was so floored by, you know, who is this guy singing in a cafe, singing songs in French? Like, this is amazing. I needed to contact him. So I wrote him a letter and sent him my resume and told him, you know, I'm looking for internships. I would do anything. I'll hand out flyers. I'll carry your guitar, like anything you need. And he called me, and that's how we met. That's how I became his fan relations manager. Jeff was very gracious the first time I met him. He knew I was a fan, obviously, because I'd written him the letter. And he also could tell that I was really nervous. I'd never been around like any scene like that in my life. I was very young. He was very kind to me. He signed a picture. He shook my hand. He gave me a hug. And then after that, we'd talk on the phone. He was on the road a lot. He'd check in, find out how things were going, and then when he was in town and playing, I'd go and I'd see him after, and he was always very sweet to me, very kind. My experience in dealing with Jeff's fans was always very interesting. I'd never seen such an influx of mail, and the letters were complete adoration and obsessive. There was a couple of people who would write, we'd get letters every day from some people. Because people who knew about Jeff, like back then when I was working for him, Grace was just coming out. So he didn't have the following, obviously, that he had even when he passed away. He was starting to get a little bit bigger in the States. Overseas, he was always huge. But here in New York, like, he had a very solid fan base, but I would say it was more of like a, if you knew, you know, what music was, you would go to a Jeff Buckley show. It was amazing. It was quite a scene to see these, especially women, girls, following him around, screaming, and it was funny to be on the other side of that because, yes, I was a fan, but I really admired what he did as far as his music goes, and, you know, he was a great person. But it was pretty amazing and intense to see, like, some fans and how they reacted to his music. When I saw Jeff play, every show was different. He was constantly experimenting. He was always trying new songs. He was always covering bands I'd never heard of before. He was kind of an interesting dichotomy because he took himself, his music, very seriously, but he didn't take himself seriously.
There's some seats for you over here. I'll play the seat finding song. Dun dun dun. Everybody stop. Okay, go.
I think seeing Jeff evolve as a player was really fantastic, and I feel really lucky to be able to say I saw him, and I saw him more than once. He did grow, and having the band behind him was great for him, and he loved that, and they were wonderful together. It was like they were the perfect combination, and he was just very powerful. Every show was an important show. No shows were below him. I stopped working for Jeff when I graduated college. I had to find a real job. I always kept up with, you know, where he was and what was going on. And I guess it was the day after he went missing that I caught wind of it. And I was working at the time at Winter Media. And of course, you know, everybody on the Rolling Stone side was looking into things and keeping me updated. But I was really in shock. I really didn't believe it. I thought that it just didn't seem right to me. It was shocking. It was terrible. And I think it was like 5 or 6 days. It was kind of a blur that he was missing. And those days were really terrible. Everybody was talking to each other, you know, connecting, sharing information, really scared. It was hard. Nyla Adams and I decided to create Amazing Grace Jeff Buckley when we were working at A&E together. We were playing hooky, so to speak, in the copy room, our hangout room. And we had seen a lot of people around us creating their own work outside of A&E, being very creative, and we wanted to do something. We didn't know what. Then Jeff passed away, and when Jeff passed away, I played some songs for Nyla, and she went home and wrote a poem, and she had a iffy first experience listening to Jeff. She was like, you know, he's cool, I guess, but she never really got into Grace. So after she knew what happened, and she listened to the songs again, and she went home and she wrote a poem, we were like, you know, if you go home and write a poem, there's got to be tons of other people out there who are inspired by him. And just going through his fan mail, the experience that I had, he got poems, he got photographs, he had babies named after him, he had paintings sent to him, anything that you can think, clothes, like people just created when they listened to him. So we decided that that would be a good premise for a film rather than a biography. We didn't want to do a biography. I was too emotional. It was too raw with his passing to sit down and go through like every aspect of his life. But it would be a great story to tell of how people were inspired by him to help showcase the legacy that we knew would come just from the 2 records that he put out. For me personally, it was a very cathartic experience. It was bringing a person who was very important to me full circle. I knew how inspired I was by him. And to see really how much he touched all of these other people was very healing. Nyla, I'm sure, would have a different answer because she didn't have that personal emotional connection to him as a person. But for me, it was completing it was also such a relief. And I was also really nervous because I wanted everybody to like it. And I know that, you know, it's impossible for everybody to like love it, but I'm very proud of it. And I think that Jeff would be pleased with it as well. I think he would maybe be honored that so many people were so touched by what he did in such a short time.
For more information on the documentary film Amazing Grace, Jeff Buckley, be sure to check out the special deluxe package Grace Around the World at jeffbuckley.com.